I invite you to think of someone who has left the practice of the Christian faith or even rejected Christianity outright. What is your understanding as to why they left? I share with you a story going back about 100 years, a famous example that may give a connection to the person you're thinking about, but also an invitation on how we can grow to live our faith better. Mohandas Gandhi was a practicing Hindu, and Christianity intrigued him. In his reading of the Gospels, Gandhi was impressed by Jesus, whom Christians worshiped and followed. He wanted to know more about Jesus, who was referred to as the Christ, the Messiah. So one Sunday morning, Gandhi decided he would visit one of the Christian churches in the city of Calcutta. Upon seeking entrance to the church, he was stopped at the door by the ushers. He was told, "You are not welcome, and you are not permitted to attend this particular church, as it was for high caste Indians and whites only." He was neither high caste, nor was he white. And because of the rejection, Gandhi turned his back on Christianity. He was turned off by the sin of segregation that was practiced by that church. It was due to this experience that Gandhi later declared, "I would be a Christian if it were not for the Christians." Ouch. When I think of that, it hurts my being. Our gospel lesson today, as well as the first reading, invite us to be humble people and to regard everyone as worthy to be part of the banquet, especially the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, and those on the margins. Humility is a virtue that is highlighted in Scripture today. It is not much spoken about, as we live in a time in which self-esteem is promoted, sometimes to the detriment of all other aspects of a person's development. There is no conflict between true self-esteem and the value of humility as taught by Jesus. The problem may be that nowadays, humility might be seen as weakness, and the humble person might be regarded as a pushover. Arrogant people want to be in control of themselves and also over other people. We only look to Jesus to see how he conducted himself, he who is our way, our truth, and our life, as we, as named as Christians, should strive to become more like him. He was falsely accused. What was his response? Did he fight or use violence? Did he slander those who opposed him? Did he use his miraculous powers as the Son of God to defend himself? We know the answers because we find them in all four Gospels in the Passion narratives. We can learn to be humble by doing humble work and doing it for Jesus. We cannot learn humility exactly from books. We learn it by accepting humiliations, which are not meant to torture us, but if we look at them differently, we can accept them as gifts from God. Little humiliations can be accepted with joy and help us to be holy and have a meek and humble heart like Jesus. It is said that the greatest capital sin is pride, which is an excessive preoccupation with self and one's own importance, our achievements, status, or possessions. This sin is considered rebellion against God because it attributes to oneself the honor and glory that only God is due. Humility is that healthy virtue that counteracts pride. And I admit that I'm being a bit silly here when I say that one of my favorite desserts is having to eat humble pie. And I say this to try to practice humility. Just because I am an ordained Catholic priest does not make me better than anyone else here in this assembly. Just because I am a Catholic does not make me any better than a Protestant or a Jew or a Hindu or a Muslim or a non-believer. Spiritual or religious pride is certainly a trap for anyone who practices their faith. It's part of our human ego wanting to be the best. I recently found a recipe, I'll call it, from Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta in her desire to be humble or make humble pie. Some of them I don't understand, but I share them with you as there may be several ingredients that we can try to put into practice to become more humble Christians. First, speak as little as possible about yourself. Second, keep busy with your own affairs and not those of others. Three, avoid curiosity. Four, do not interfere in the affairs of others. Five, accept small irritations with good humor. Six, do not dwell on the faults of others. Seven, accept censures, even if unmerited. Eight, give in to the will of others. Nine, accept insults and injuries. 10, accept contempt, being forgotten and disregarded. 11, be courteous and delicate, even when provoked by someone. 12, do not seek to be admired and loved. 13, do not protect yourself behind your own dignity. 14, give in discussions, even when you are right. 15, choose always the more difficult task. So as we reflect on these, we know what Jesus says is true. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself shall be exalted.